Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. I guess it won't happen this spring either. I guess I'll be staying put after all. I guess this will be just one more in a long string of mid-March disappointments. A string of consecutive downers that's been running since 1957. That's 69 years. That's some kind of record, I'm sure. I check the phone messages frequently. I'm diligent about my email, and I go out to the mailbox and take a look every day, twice a day. Nothing. Nothing at all. I thought maybe this year. The string of recent starters at the position has not exactly set the world on fire. McMahon, Cabrera, LeMahieu, etc. None of them headed for the Hall of Fame. None of them will even get on the ballot. My disappointment all started with Andy Carey, who was pretty darn solid through the middle 1950s. Good glove, solid bat. He was not spectacular. But on a team with Mickey and Yogi and Elston and Billy and Whitey and Moose, he didn't need to be spectacular. I was only 7 or 8 at the time, and I might have been expecting too much. I can't remember whether we had a phone or not. I paid more attention to the mail and to the New York Daily News in those days. So I'd go to look and see if a letter with the Yankees logo was waiting for me. Now, either the team was not contacting me, or, more likely, my parents were hiding the offers. Then the real trouble started. For the next 8 years, Cletus Boyer played third base for the Yankees. Cleet was, most likely, the best fielding third baseman I have ever seen. He lived in the dirt at third. You couldn't bunt on Cleet. You couldn't get the ball between him and the bag, and going to his left, there was no one better. And his arm? Forget about it. A cannon. So, okay, I waited him out. I was 18 when Boyer left the Yankees. Perfect. They have to call me now. They can get me right out of high school. I won't gouge them on my bonus, and I'm a great team guy. But no. Of all the dumb luck, the U.S. sponsored a war in Vietnam, and it messed everything up. Go figure. In 1973, when things were getting back to normal, well, except for Watergate and the impeachments and stuff, a guy named Greg Nettles showed up, and he held the job for the next 10 freaking years. Now, Greg was almost the equal of Cletus in the field and a much better hitter. My hitting never struck fear into any pitcher's heart. So, Greg Nettles was big trouble for me. 10 more springs and no call. Now, it's one thing to get beat out by the likes of Nettles and Boyer, but how about all those years with Pagliarulo and Boone and who knows who? Enough is enough. A guy could get a complex. You might be getting the idea by now. Every spring, I expect a call from my team. You're right, I do expect that. The call will invite me to spring training with a shot at the third base job for the New York Yankees. Every spring, with renewed hope and a remarkably positive attitude, I figure that this will be the year for me. Every spring, I get out my glove, I oil it up, I put on my trusty spikes. I still prefer the metal ones. They sound so cool on a dugout floor. I start my workouts, and nothing. It looks like 2026 will be the same. Oh, I know, there are still a couple of weeks to go in Fort Lauderdale, and someone might come up lame, you never know. But my skills are fading. I think another couple of years without an offer, and I'll have to reassess the situation. Until then, I intend to follow the baseball news, stay in shape, keep my chin up, and be ready when they call. Oh, hold on, I gotta go. Simultaneous texts and email coming in. Keep your fingers crossed. This could be it.